Monday is World Malaria Day, and Nigerian activists called for a rapid rollout of the new malaria vaccine. The World Health Organization says more than 1 million children in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi received the vaccine as part of a pilot program. Nigeria has Africa's highest caseload of malaria and hopes to get the vaccine next, as Timothy Obuja reports from Abuja.
Health experts say Nigeria recorded more than 200,000 deaths from over 61 million cases of malaria last year. The World Health Organization says 96% of malaria deaths occur in Africa and that Nigeria alone accounts for 31.9% of them. Children under 5 years old are the most vulnerable. Last year, the WHO launched the first malaria vaccine, Mosquirix, after tests showed it was safe and effective. In a WHO broadcast Monday, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called for the vaccine to be adopted across Africa.
Today, WHO is recommending the broad use of the world's first malaria vaccine. This is a breakthrough for science, child health, and malaria control.
However, the WHO warns that a vaccine rollout could face hesitancy and accessibility issues. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline agreed to donate 10 million doses of Mosquirix for the pilot study nations and has pledged a yearly output of 15 million doses. But experts say more doses will be needed every year to reach the millions in need. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Mexico's Supreme Court on Monday ruled a plan to create a national cell phone user registry with biometric data is unconstitutional in a blow to President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador's government, which backed the measure. The decision is a relief for cell phone carriers, which would have had to cover the cost of collecting the data. Out of the 11-member court, 9 justices joined in invalidating the registry, which would have included fingerprints or eye biometrics.